While a deal looks likely to extend it, Friday remains the deadline for Congress to pass a budget bill to avoid a government shutdown. Some people in Idaho hope the budget includes money for schools in Timber Country. Frankie Barnhill has more.
Skip Hall has been a teacher at Grangeville High School for 31 years. His early American history class with freshmen and sophomores will be one of his last. He's retiring at the end of the school year. As Hall's class works together on projects, he takes a moment to reflect on the state of education in his district.
The biggest thing that I see is lack of choice for the students.
Hall says kids in wealthy districts have more opportunities. His students are at a disadvantage simply because of where they live. Grangeville High is in the Mountain View School District, a sprawling and sparsely populated part of Idaho County that goes from the Oregon border to the Montana border. Most of that land is owned by the federal government, land that's off the books.
80% of Idaho County is non-taxable property. Without the Rural Schools Act, we would be forced to ask patrons to increase their taxes a whole lot to keep our schools at this level.
Hall is talking about the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act, or SRS. The funding program passed Congress in 2000 and was designed to help rural counties with a lot of federal land, counties like this one struggling from a shrinking timber industry. But the last time Congress funded the act was in 2015, and those payments went out to schools in 2016. And for district business manager Becky Hogg, that makes for some really difficult decisions.
We've come to rely on it as a significant chunk of our operating budget.
Hogg says the school district received SRS payments of about $1 million per year, the largest share of any district in the state. That's about 10% of their budget. She says after careful planning, the district will have enough money to fund current teachers and classes through the coming fiscal year. But after that, things could get dicey.
We're at a disadvantage from Boise schools and the bigger schools. Secure Rural School funds, that helps us fund those extra teachers that we have.
That's District Superintendent Kent Stokes. Because of how spread out the district is, Stokes hires more teachers than the state will pay for under its funding formula, whereas the federal SRS money helps pay for those teachers to work in small and remote places like Kuski, about 40 miles down a winding mountain highway from the district office in Grangeville. Here in Kuski, five high school students are working on calculus problems. Their classroom is mostly just empty desks, and the small group of students sit together in the middle of the room as their teacher works with them. Principal Randall Miskin says if SRS funding isn't renewed, classes with low enrollment like this calculus course could disappear, and students would have to do more of their learning online.
If we lose this funding, we probably will have to go back to where we're offering one class fits all type things, which really does a disservice for kids in rural areas.
Miskin says the students he serves come from working class families, and their parents went straight to work in the timber industry after finishing high school. But now that way of life isn't feasible.
When the timber is going great, our school is going to do great, our community is going to do great. But when the timber industry goes bottom up or struggles, it really impacts us hard here.
School Secretary Cindy Dollar remembers when things were better.
I'm actually fourth generation here in the Valley. When I was here in high school, from the timber dollars we made, we were one of the richest districts in the state.
Dollar thinks if the forests could open up to more logging, closed down lumber mills could return, and the district wouldn't need to depend on SRS money. She can't help but get emotional when asked what it's been like to watch her community struggle.
What does that feel like?
Makes me want to cry.
Back at the district office in Grangeville, Superintendent Kent Stokes says absent a boost in federal funding or a change to logging policy, the community has had to raise their own money. So in March, voters approved a one-year $2.6 million levy for the schools. But Stokes says he can't assume voters will go for another funding boost the next time they're asked.
And we understand, nobody wants to pay more property tax than what they do.
There is some congressional support to reauthorize SRS, but the superintendent isn't holding his breath.
We have written letters to our senators and anybody that will actually listen, I guess.
But he says there's some new hope that a political solution can be found under President Trump. And since 78% of Idaho County voted for the Republican leader, that's where most people here have placed their bets. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill reporting from Grangeville.